Blog Talk Radio.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
Welcome to Contending for Truth Radio. This is our weekly ladies' Bible class. My highlight of my week, actually. There is nothing that I enjoy doing other than spending time with my nieces than I enjoy doing than teaching the Old Testament and teaching the Word of God and trying to expound and share His truth. My Fridays, for years now, have been very important because of this class. We want to give some big prayers to the ladies there in Springville. There's some issues going on, health issues, and all around that are mixed in with all of the ladies that are there. Give a great big shout out to my good buddy Carolyn, who I miss so much. She is there this morning. Very glad about that. Betty and John are still having some issues, so please keep them in your prayers, big time. And Jean's John is having some issues as well. So very, very important. We also want to say hi to Candy, who's in Northern California now, but is still always with us. And my good friend Juliet, here in Texas, who is with us every chance she gets. I do a lot of conversing with her in the background and always love that. One of these days I'm going to get down there and see her. I'm going to work on it one of these days. Maybe this next spring would be a good time to do that. Jonathan and I'll get in the car and just come down and surprise you one of these days, Juliet. Your support, Juliet, has always meant a lot to me. Your kind words and everything, because it's not about me. It's about the word. But I love, absolutely love, doing what we're about ready to do, talking about the Old Testament. And I am very fortunate to be able to do this right now two times a week, here on Fridays and on Sunday morning at the Valley Creek Church of Christ. And we're in different places, but always being able to tell the story of the Old Testament. We just played How Great Thou Art, and while it's always been one of my favorite songs and was my grandmother's all-time favorite, I'm going to step out of the actual words to look at the logistics of the song. The logistics of the song outline what this class is about. There are two verses about the creation and then two verses about Christ, and the Old Testament starts with the creation. It paints this portrait of Christ, the Word, and the Church through the rocks and the trees and the creation that God gave us, pointing forward to, of course, the Christ. And so that's why we play it every week. It never gets old, and we love it. And that's why oftentimes we start. I know we got a couple of new listeners. A couple of people this last week said that they would probably be tuning in. We always start with the creation. That's because that's where God starts. And if you go to the New Testament, you'll find out that the majority of the sermons that we have outlined in the New Testament start at the creation as well. And they start at the creation, and they tell the story of the Old Testament. That was what Stephen did when he was stoned in Acts chapter 7. Start with the creation, because if you look at the creation, you can tell there's a creator. You know, I don't have faith that there is a God. I have confidence that there is a God. I have faith in his promises. I have faith that if I do my part, he will do his part. That's where faith comes in. But I have absolutely no faith that there is a God. I've got full confidence that there's a God. Now, how do I do that? Paul said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20 that if you look at the creation, you can know that there's a creator. Well, you can look at a brick and know that there had to be an architect and a creator, right? Am I not right? Can you imagine a brick just appearing after 40 million years, 40 billion years, 40 trillion years, all of a sudden just becoming a brick? No, of course not. So you can look at the brick and tell there's an author and a creator, an architect and a creator. Well, you can look at the creation and know that there has to be a divine creator beyond it. And there's a lot of different reasons. Just looking at the intricacy of the systems and how things work together, there's no way it could come about by accident. Life doesn't work that way. and on top of that, there's certain things that are required for life that stop any concept of just a little spark of life turning into the millions of life forms that we've got right now. Reproduction, sustenance, taking in needed energy, air, water, oxygen, food, so on and so forth. For life to sustain itself, you have to have those things. So the concept of life just sprouting in a little spark or a little piece of chemical or whatever and turning into the great life forms that we've got today is absolutely, positively, physically impossible. There has to be a creator behind it. And so if you look honestly at the creation, you will know there's a creator. I talk about my grandmother a lot on this show because she was very, very instrumental in grounding my faith. And we spent a lot of time growing up when I'd go spend time with her near the water. She loved the water, loved the running water, loved to go to lakes, sitting on the rocks and among the trees and looking at the stars. She loved to look at the stars and loved to look at the sky. Oftentimes when we were traveling, she would encourage us to see pictures in the clouds and to look at the clouds. And she was trying to inspire us to get to keep our eyes not just down on what's right in front of us, but out in the creation. And as we'd lay at night and look at the stars and sometimes watch for shooting stars, she would talk about how big and how grand the universe was and how small we were. And how the whole solar system itself works together, and how galaxies work together, and how the universe is so uncomprehensively huge that we know there has to be a creator, and that creator is a lot bigger than we are. She used it as a moment to humble us. And so I always encourage everybody, that's why we always start out at the creation. That's why the Old Testament starts out at the creation. And then after the creation, God starts out with relationships. That's step two. What are the two important relationships? Well, Adam and Eve shows the relationship between man and God, and Cain and Abel shows the relationship between man and man. Then the third concept that God introduces in the Old Testament is the concept of salvation by water. And we see Noah is asked to build a house. A houseboat. It's got one window, one door, and he is saved through water. That's what the New Testament says. And the earth is full of sin. It is buried in a watery grave of water. It is baptized. All of the sin is washed away, and it comes back out of the water, a brand new creation to start all over again, free from sin. And then, of course, Noah and his wife and his kids and their families that they're going to begin step off the ark and begin all anew. And then, of course, we come to the next concept in the Old Testament, which is the story of the Tower of Babel, which is really, it's kind of two stories in one. It's mainly the relationship between society and God and what happens when the other two relationships fall apart. When the relationship between man and God and man fall apart, your society falls apart. Their relationship between man and God falls apart. And then you end up in a place where man thinks he's bigger and better than God. And they tried to, they decided they were, and I love bricks. Don't get me wrong. I love bricks. But they, in the story of Babel, what they did was God gave them rocks to build with which were a solid foundation, and they started building with bricks. In other words, trying to improve on what God did. And I don't think that's a condemnation of bricks by a long shot. It is the concept behind it. And once God introduces with the creation those basic concepts, then he begins in chapter 12, the story of the Old Testament, which is the story of the Hebrews. It's the story of Abraham and his family as it follows on all the way to the end of the Old Testament and leads towards Christ. Because there was four great promises. God told Abraham, I'm going to give you some land. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to turn your family into a great nation. And through your seed, all nations will be blessed. In other words, Christ is going to come through the seed of Abraham. And so then we begin this journey, this great mini-series that we are towards the end of at right now. And, of course, Abraham had Isaac and then Jacob and Esau. And, of course, Jacob changed his name to Israel, had 12 sons. And the nation of Israel was born. They went down to Egypt. Moses pulled them out of Egypt. Remember, very important, they lost the bondage of Egypt when it was washed away with the Red Sea. Very, very important. They wandered around for 40 years. They entered the land. Joshua took over. They conquered the land, they divided the land, and then they began their history